Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea launched a long-range rocket early today in what most in the international community suspect is a banned test of missile technology. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his country will not tolerate the rocket launch after repeated warnings from the international community not to do so. Abe said it is a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice said the U.S. condemns the launch as well as North Korea's determination to prioritize its missile and nuclear weapons program over the well-being of its people. Today's launch, just 2 hours into a revised 7-day window that Pyongyang announced for the rocket's liftoff, followed a nuclear test in January that North Korea boasted was a hydrogen bomb, a claim disputed by the U.S. and others. Somali authorities have detained at least 5 people for questioning over an explosion aboard a passenger plane this week that killed one person and wounded 2 others. The blast forced the pilot of the plane, bound for Djibouti with 74 on board, to make an emergency landing about 15 minutes after takeoff from Mogadishu. One Somali official who preferred to go unidentified said more arrests may be forthcoming. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan adopted a roadmap on Saturday in Islamabad to facilitate direct peace talks between the Afghan government and the Afghan Taliban. Afghan Taliban sources contacted by VOA called it a one-sided affair. This is VOA News. European Union officials are urging Turkey to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians arrived this week fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says EU support for Turkey is aimed at guaranteeing Turkey can handle the influx of refugees.
It is unquestionable the fact that people coming from inside Syria are Syrians in need for international protection.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Ankara would allow the refugees into the country, but so far it has not opened a border crossing with Syria. Germany's anti-Islamic organization Pegida held rallies in several European cities on Saturday to protest against mass immigration and what it calls the Islamization of Europe. UN Secretary General Special Representative for International Migration Peter Sutherland says he's alarmed at the growing hostility and xenophobic sentiments in Europe, and he's particularly concerned about fences reappearing in some border areas to bar immigrants.
The recreation of borders challenges the whole integration of the European Union. More particularly, it challenges the moral responsibility of states to help refugees, to provide asylum.
More than 1 million people, most of them fleeing war-torn Syria, sought asylum in EU countries in 2015. UN and human rights organizations are calling for a complete stop to the harmful practice of female genital mutilation, which affects millions of women and girls worldwide. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Women and girls have been subjected to female genital mutilation for millennia, with the earliest recorded excisions having been performed on Egyptian girls in 25 BC. Indeed, Egypt in the 21st century remains one of the countries where FGM is most frequently performed. A recent report by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, finds at least 200 million girls and women alive today have undergone female genital mutilation in 30 countries. The study notes half of these so-called cuttings have occurred in 3 countries, Egypt, Ethiopia, and Indonesia. FGM is widely practiced in countries in Africa and the Middle East. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through vast mounds of wreckage today searching for survivors of a powerful earthquake that ravaged the city of Tainan on the island's southwest coast. Magnitude 6.4 quake killed at least 17, injured more than 500 others in a city of 2 million residents.
That's the latest world news from VOA.